Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. As usual, I am not alone. I'm Joyn Pandey, and I'm joined by... Come on, man. What's good? If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. And if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, which means, of course, we start with some music news. Jenna Jackson is coming to South Africa.
It's all for you.
Come on. Get excited. Absolutely. And okay, let's not leave the other lady hanging. Jill Scott is also coming through, but I think she's a regular. Why are we not excited about that? Because she's been here before.
You love me.
It's you singing for me. So, yes, the American superstars are coming to South Africa thanks to DSTV Delicious, which is set to take place in September. And, yeah, of course, they'll be joined by local stars, our regulars, the ones that we can always catch, Kwamaimai or whatever. Abu Kespa will be there, Kulichana, Mugs. I haven't seen Mugs perform in a while, actually, Makubani. I'm surprised he's even on this lineup. Yvonne Chaka Chaka will also be there, Sipho Hotsticks Mabuza, Jesse Clegg, I guess, Junior, Zolani Mahola, and other stars. Reason as well, Robert Boyd, Touchline, which is quite cool. Zwakhe Mbuli Senior. This lineup is actually interesting. But anyway, yeah, somehow DSTV Delicious will be celebrating 30 years of creative freedom. And with this event, they'll also be taking it a little bit further. Of course, it's about food, music, but this year they also added on some fashion as well. Are you going?
No.
You're not going?
I've been going there like since it...
Since it started.
It told me to go Linksfield. That was 2014 or 13.
Yeah.
Then I went to Kyalami 2017. So, okay. Like, attend the event day one, Jalo, it tends to bore me.
Okay. I was there last year. I'll tell you the story. I attended last year's DSTV Delicious. The first day with Burna Boy, for me, it was too packed and I didn't like it. And I did not like the fact that I did not have princess treatment. I hate that so much. So I was definitely out there in the crowd. Second day was Babyface, and that was great because I was in the VIP and I didn't have to deal with, you know, the noise and the row situation. So I'm definitely excited to attend this time around, and that's more especially because of Janet Jackson. I would pay good money to go see her. I wouldn't pay money to see nobody. I don't care if you're DJ Zinclair or Beyonce. I honestly don't care. I don't care to pay a ticket to go see you. But Janet Jackson, I would pay good money because she will definitely, you know, deliver a show. I mean, I don't know if you've watched some of... I mean, come on, it's a Jackson family. You know they definitely deliver from the dance, the performance, the entire thing. You know it's going to be big. I'm excited about that.
I can go for Jill Scott-ish at least.
Jill Scott as well. So fine. See, we can separate this. I'll go for Janet Jackson. You'll go for Jill Scott.
I thank you.
You understand?
Yeah.
Fine. Sundays are busy anyway. They are full of us. All right. In other news, Anna Zondo has denied dating TK Ngcisa's son, Usiza Boohoo. That is of... because rumors were, you know, circulating around social media that they were an item since 2020 and they're expecting a baby together. Really? I think this is kind of a noise that they made on purpose so that we can pay attention to the music that she has out. I don't know.
What if it's a diversion?
Who the baby daddy is?
Oh, it's like, no, the separation.
No, I think TK Ngcisa's business is a lot. We will never not really pay attention to that. I think Anele wants us to just talk about her so we can talk about her music. Because straight after the news of this came out, I saw her everywhere on my timeline with her rapping a song from her latest album. So, well, anyway, she's obviously denied that they're dating. She says, you know, stop throwing stones at the wrong house.
And I asked the boy also.
You asked the boy, what did he say?
Those people are crazy.
Right. I mean, I would expect the baby daddy to be a little bit older and moneyed for real. And not, it's not, it shouldn't be daddy's money. So I think the baby daddy is a bit coined up. But that's just speculation. But yes, we can get over that because, you know, she has obviously cleared the air. But we can move right along. On Saturday, Shebashit's daughter was laid to rest. And somebody decided to, I guess, you know, film the entire ceremony for social media to see. And that was Dr. Malinga, who eventually then got lambasted for doing that. I think it was definitely not something.
Go back to studio. Go. Malinga, buena studio.
Yeah, but it was also an opportunity for him to be relevant. Oh. You know, right?
Shapa piano, at least.
Yeah, he can definitely do a mapiano.
Plus,
if he hasn't already,
at some point, nali pifinya nali pori pori.
Then they fixed it.
Yeah, so,
right.
Yeah, abuela ko piano, kwa sharp.
Yeah. I don't think filming anybody's funeral. Well, I say that when that's what we report on. Crazy. Obviously, there were some people who were like, well, in today's world, I mean, if we can have a whole live watch of a funeral, I guess the sensitivity of that is kind of out the window. Yeah, but it's a child of a star. So I guess public interest. Right? Somehow.
According to who?
Well, he's a star.
According to
Shebashit is a star. No. Like he's a rock star.
Okay. If anything. I can.
Look at it, the people that are affiliated with him right now. Look at the noise that he makes. If you're saying you're hosting Shebashit performance, even here at the office or something, people would come in numbers. I can bet on that. Anyway. Well, okay. That's that on that. he apparently attended the funeral as well of his daughter, but he was in a wheelchair. And yeah, I do recall speaking to the family spokesperson who mentioned that, you know, he was just brought for the funeral, but will go back to hospital to still recover because he did have some operations done. So yeah, love and light towards that, I guess, as we all...
Ufole me chomi.
Okay.
Because joy ray mino ham nate. So follow.
It's the chomi for me. All right. In other news, Nota Baloy spoke candidly recently about finalizing his divorce from singer Berita. Let me backtrack a little bit. So if you remember, if you were not living under a rock, then you will recall how Berita went on X, formerly known as Twitter then. This was back in 2021, 2022, where she revealed that she had left her marital home. That's her obviously revealing that they had separated. But now... Of course, Nota tried to fight and fight for his marriage. That's exactly what he said. But recently he had an interview on The Hustler's Corner where he mentioned that, hey, it's actually finalized. Everything's done. We are now going our separate ways. Let's listen to what he had to say, recalling his last moments with his ex-wife.
Was ex-wifey there?
In court? We were both in court.
How was it seeing her? You'd not seen each other in a while, ne?
Mm-hmm. So
since you've been overseas.
Yeah, but it's since longer than that. Even when I left, it was like I hadn't seen her in almost a year. So me being gone for that time as well, you know, maybe 2 years. Yeah, man. I guess I tried my best to look good.
Yeah.
I was dressed in a suit that she had made, you know. I combed my hair. I made sure, you know, my cologne was smelling fresh, you know.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm leaving a great last impression. So I guess, again, you know. That was it.
Did you guys get a chance to maybe be private and speak just to say your final goodbyes?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, yeah. I mean, yeah, no, that wasn't going to be possible. You know,
were you hurt? Were you okay? Were you happy?
I guess that always depends on, like, what your expectation of, like, the other person's response is. You know what I mean? So I guess I was satisfied. Yeah. I was like, okay, it is what it is. But, you know, I walked out, I gave her a hug and I wished her the best. And yeah.
Yeah, man, it's sad. I think divorce is quite a, it's quite a tough thing to go through. I mean, I'm not divorced, so I wouldn't know really personally. Oh no, actually I would know. Wait, I'm a child of like divorced parents. I come from like a divorced home. So yes, it's definitely a tough one, especially where there are kids involved. But now, in their case, it was just, there were no kids involved. It's just a matter of them. I think their mental health at was definitely challenged in that marriage.
This will give Berita a chance to record music, new music.
Are you suggesting that Nota was kind of like blocking?
No, but I haven't heard.
You haven't heard?
A song.
What she's been like recently, touring this girl.
Recently, yeah, man. No. Mm. But yeah, now, no, Kalibayabo Zahara. Remember, there was Zahara, there was Berita.
I wouldn't put them on the same level, but yes.
Then had Amanda Black. So
wow. Yeah, I would put Berita with Amanda Black. Yeah, no, I think. Yeah, I think Zahara's on the other upper level there.
Okay.
Not to say Amanda Black is not like, you know, great. I mean, of course, she's amazing. It's just that, where is she now? So what happened to that?
She's gigging next week.
Where?
Devon, July.
Oh?
Yes.
How is she looking now? Is she like, okay?
Yeah.
Last time we saw her, she looked a bit dry.
She looks okay.
Okay.
Maybe if she could mend some.
Yeah. Is her hair did, her nails done? Like, is she wearing stuff that don't fit her? Or what's the chat? Not that I'm really trying to be shady, but remember when like, there was like a video of her kind of just looking raggedy? She trended raggedy, not ratchet.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just like down and out. And obviously, I don't imagine that was the case. It's just that she looked the part. And everybody was just worried about her. We'd see, oh my God, record labels are the worst.
That's a role of ambitious.
Yes. But I think with her, I think she just took another route, right, with her career. I don't know. I think she's trying to be a chakrahan now because what's the chance? I think she's pretty much a chakrahan.
She is.
Yeah. And then she, like, she just changed her brand completely on socials. She then just started speaking about politics. It's like, wait, Amanda, what do you know about politics? Yeah. But we obviously like, you know, our public figures being involved in politics because life is political. And, but you can easily mislead
the masses,
right? If you just don't know what you're talking about, pretty much. But with her, okay, all the best. You're saying she's performing next week? That's great.
Yeah, she's performing next
week. That's great. It's fine. I won't see her because I won't be there. Anyway, that's me being salty about that last part.
Did you mean this?
Yes, like, what's up? Well, like, okay, so you're showing me like a video of her. Yeah,
at least.
I don't know. Oh, the best.
Ah, joy.
This is like a love and light moment again. Love and light. Anyway, moving right along to, I guess, almost disheartening story with Uzanele Mbogazi. There was another prayer, a prayer session held in her honor on Sunday. This is because as we all know by now, I think she was diagnosed with lung cancer, and then the GNF church in Durban decided to host an event, you know, to pray for her, for her healing, I suppose. She couldn't hold back her tears on the day, so go on. Just a live try, check for the pictures. Dumim Godstad and other artists were there, of course, to perform, other gospel stars. So yeah, get well soon. Is that a get well soon moment? Can you get well from cancer, that lethal?
I think I was on my treatment with cancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move right along, right, to something more spicy. Charlemagne the God has lifted the lid on the questions that were off limits during Tyler's Breakfast Club interview. So if you don't recall that awkward, awkward Breakfast Club interview with Tyler, where she was, of course, trying to promote her brand, but no, her record label slash management were there to kind of sabotage her, because during her interview, or rather before the interview, this is what Charlemagne disclosed, that they were given 6 questions that they were not supposed to ask. And among those was the topic, of course, of her being a colored woman from South Africa. We all know that in America, it's more derogatory when you're referring to a black American as a colored. It's better you just call them black. But here in South Africa, we all know when we have to tick that race box, she is colored this time. So... after that, of course, she did shoot up trends list, but Charlemagne went as far as revealing the other questions that were on that list. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Labels always will come and say, hey, can you not ask this? Can you not ask that? Sometimes, depending what it is, like if it's something like really personal, you know, really serious, something I know is traumatizing, I'll be like, sure, I'll oblige. For this one, I said no.
Yeah.
And the reason I said no, they had 6 things they didn't want us to ask. You want to know what those 6 things were?
Yeah.
They didn't want us to ask about Kai Cenat, the whole we friends though thing. Like, yeah. Like, huh?
Okay.
They didn't want us to ask Chris about her not being on tour with Chris Brown anymore. They didn't want us to ask about the color thing.
Injury.
They didn't want us to ask about her injury that she sustained. What else was it? They didn't want to ask us about who she was dating, which I wouldn't do anyway. And what was the other one? It was just all frivolous
and
stuff.
And why? What are they trying to do? They're trying to protect an image that they're curating for her?
I have no idea. And that's why I said...
but the Rihanna thing, comparing.
Oh, yeah. And comparison. And it wasn't even Rihanna. It just said comparisons to other pop artists. Huh?
Mm.
Wait, those questions are controversial.
Okay. Let me read the questions to you. So the questions were... So they were not allowed to ask why... she's no longer on tour with Chris Brown. They were not allowed to ask that viral moment about. They were not allowed to ask about that viral moment she had with Kai Cenat. We're friends though, as well as the injury that she sustained apparently, right? Because that's what made her cancel a tour once upon a time. And they were not allowed to ask about her dating life, which Charlemagne said, of course, that's boring. They don't want to know about that. And the comparisons to other pop artists. So that's what that was on the list. But yeah, I mean, we do know of record labels, of course. You know, sometimes when you're about to do interview, you'd be like, no, you're not allowed to ask about this. You're not allowed... So, but then what Charlemagne is saying is like, actually, so what's the point
of an interview?
If we ain't going to talk about anything. We know other, you know, people go through that, but he was just like, those questions were just frivolous. And he decided to obviously probe anyway and ask them all. But yeah, I think we've definitely moved on from that anyway. She's recovered. She's still a star. She's still a Grammy Award winner. And she's definitely going to go ahead and make hits, continuing with life.
Make it with Doja Cat, at least.
I think that's definitely something I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see it with Kehlani. Mm-hmm.
Kehlani.
I would like Kehlani and Doja Cat to feature a Tyler. I wonder what that would sound like. I think Kehlani sounds pretty great. Yes, but moving right along, while we're still speaking about, you know, Grammy Award winning statuses, Cairo has been nominated yet again for the 45th Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. I am such a Cairo stan. I really just want her to win in anything.
Do it for AKA.
At this point, I mean, she's quite a little young star. As we all see on social media, she's a mini little influencer. Let me not say mini influencer. She's just a little girl, but she's a big influencer,
kid
of course.
Influencer.
Yes, absolutely. You do see her with 1.5 million followers, which is huge.
Followers?
Yes.
I've got 2.
But, damn. Do you want me to follow you? Trinyana. So yeah, we look forward to seeing how that unfolds on July 17 on Nicktoons on DSTV, right?
Yep.
But also speaking of Cairo, yesterday, we got to watch AKA's Levels documentary, which is quite big, right? Yeah, I like the fact that there's more AKA legacy related stuff that are coming out. What I also found interesting, though, speaking about AKA, is how Nadia Nakai pushed back that album, tribute album, to him instead and decided to give us Umfazi, which we never really wanted to hear anyway.
Which we don't care.
We honestly wanted that tribute album. You know, the first song that came out of that was actually really, really fire. I forget who she featured, but it was pretty, you know, sentimental. So I hope she gives us the rest of that body of work instead of, you know, giving us, you know, the other stuff. And of course, you're trying to move on. But girl, you promised us that album. Now we're excited and we want to hear it. So
I'm sure Tobato will release her under Family Tree.
Yes.
Is she back working?
No, she's independent now. Oh, Family Tree is old news. What?
No, like,
there's nobody under Family Tree now.
I saw a pic online. It was Nadia and Casper, I think, and Boiti.
Yeah, they just get along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just get along. Okay. She's definitely not under Family Tree. Family Tree has nobody but Casper.
It's old news.
Nah, that's definitely old news. I mean, they definitely used to rule back in the day, They definitely did. Shame, man. They had Teho. They had... can't think of the others. I can only think of those two. Gemini? Was Gemini under there? No. No. Okay, yeah. But independent now. They're both doing their own thing. Or everybody's buried the hatchet, of course. They don't have a nemesis anymore. So, yeah. That's that on that.
Megacy.
In other news, another one. How does DJ Khaled say it? Another one. Another podcast is out. And that's with the former YFM presenters, Uhlelo Nontando. You had a chat to them. Tell me the story.
I think bachinchile, the way they used to do things, because now they devoted to religion.
Really?
Yeah. And what I could pick up from that energy, everyone, is that they decided to take a step back and read situation in the industry. But most of the time, everything, everyone, it's related to their religion, which is Christian.
I mean, I guess. I don't see their relevance, if anything. But I guess it's okay to come back in whenever you want, right? Yeah. I mean, the Naked DJ, their brother, is the most famous one, right? But they used to be on top.
Before Naked DJ, there was Rashid, the hip hop. Co-leveling Abu. Who's Abu Amu?
Proverb. Oh my God!
Then it goes back. Then afterwards, there was Fortune. Fortune is a brother. Then Holatela, Naked DJ.
Yes.
Then my twins. That's it.
Come on. You mentioned Amu. I'm sitting on a story. but let me sit on it. Let me graze on it. Okay.
And I think Rashid used to go. Naked DJ used to go same class with Lira.
Really? Are they the same age group?
Same high school. Same grade. Mpoma boy from there.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. I then shoot to Naked DJ was part of the even that group
is from that school.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's what's what.
Quite interesting. Huh. Right. Yeah, that's that on that. Wait, we had a chat to them, as you mentioned. Let's have a listen to what they had to say.
This is Ntando. I didn't take a break per se. I just got rid of people, places, and things that no longer serve me. And I started to pursue my purpose. So to anybody on the outside looking in, it looked like a step back when it was really a step forward in the form of a life purge. So I actually got into great detail about the transition on the first episode of our podcast. It was very difficult at first. But the past few years have been filled with peace, contentment, authenticity, joy, and lots of love.
Great. This is Lelo's answer. I wouldn't call it a break. Initially, it was an entire career pivot It was extremely challenging. And like Quintando said, we were stepping into the unknown. You know, that's always scary. We were walking into boardrooms and spaces that we hadn't before, pitching for sponsorships, etc. And I think serving people at the time really healed me in many ways in those early days, you know. But these days, life is good, man. We spend a lot of time with our family and getting closer to God. A few years ago for me was a huge game changer. It changed every aspect of my life for the better, I think. And everything just feels a little airy, you know, ever since, you know. So the name of our podcast is called Gifted with Hlelo and Tando. We started it about 6 months ago and release one episode a month. We called our podcast Gifted because God was saying to us that it was time to use all of our gifts again. And we're having so much fun with it. Our podcast celebrates the joy of family, faith, the magic of people's unique talents and gifts. It's really been amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. DJ Khaled said another one, another podcast. And that's cool. You know, I'm really like a podcast hand nowadays. No, I've been for like
many
a
podcasts
bit. Yes. And I really love it for me. You know, I watch, you know, okay, there's vlogcasts. I think most of these are actually vlogcasts. So maybe I'm a vlogcast girl. So I go and watch this podcast. And when I'm done with that one after an hour, then I watch it. I just binge watch all these podcasts. I think that's like my biggest obsession right now when I do, well, that's what I do in my down free time when I'm bored.
Make you sensan.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We're also in the mix, right? With this podcasting. Mm-hmm. We just need a camera and then see right. Not see right. See relevant.
And sponsorship.
And sponsorship. Exactly. Oh my God. Thanks for reminding me. That is actually something I did want to talk about. Great. So moving right along for this moment, there's another event that's coming up later in the year in September, and that is the replenishment concert with Thibaut Touch. If you, since you were speaking about religion, that's the gospel. What does he call it? Thibaut Touch calls it the Coachella of gospel.
Yo.
Yeah. I think he really did a number on that one, though. If you look at one thing about I guess I could say Christians. Can I say that? Yeah, they're very supportive. They really come out in the numbers, more especially when they have an event like this that is, you know, quite big. But on what's happening this weekend with him? I guess he's doing the road towards
replenishment concert.
Yeah.
The event is happening at the Sofeng Soweto on Sunday. Artists such as the Dumi Mkokstad, Dabo Homloi are set to perform there.
Dumi Agashiye for some reason. Agashiye, yes. No, for real. Like, he's everywhere.
No, he's everywhere. Like, with some miracle sharp.
Right.
Music, all right.
Right.
I can relate to it.
Oh, okay. Ang Muzi, but yeah, shout out. We do know he's one of the biggest gospel stars. So I wonder which international gospel artist Thibaut Touch will be bringing this year. I think Tasha Cobbs was in the mix of that, or was she promising to come? Something like that. Let me not spread fake news, but I think she was definitely possible headliner for that one. But of course, that is all yet to be revealed. And yeah, we look forward to it, right?
I think it's a known fact that I have strong spiritual heritage in my family. I've been doing gospel concerts for years. I just never put up my name. But I've always, the gospel events, 2010, if you recall, I brought Bishop T.D. Jakes and Noel Jones at Orlando Stadium, two of the biggest names in 2010. This is not the first time. I was the first ever to put gospel music on commercial drive show 10 years ago. So none of this is new.
Something spicy to end off with. Come on. We were all just scratching our heads, wondering what the heck is actress Phindile Gwala doing at the National Assembly? What? And futhi ungathi like she didn't want to hide because she was wearing a whole lime green jacket. You couldn't miss her.
It helps to read the room.
it helps to read the room, right? So, of course, she shot up trends list on Tuesday when pictures of her at the National Assembly went viral on social media. People were just asking, ungenapi, lo actress ne politiki. Well, Pindile's management shared a statement to shed light on her attendance, saying that they want to clarify that beside the speculations and assumptions, Upindile was accompanying Ubishop Nokwe Themba Mtweni as a member, who is a member of the MK Parliament and a close friend to Upindile and a spiritual mother. Okay, so manje, it still does not make sense. It does not add up at all. But yeah, that statement, which her management sent through, says that they would like to categorically state that Upindile was not the individual being sworn in the ceremony. Everybody was just like, so, hey, I'm an AMK, bayalwa. They were all just like, excuse me, we're waiting for our positions. You guys are telling us about a peaceful protest. And now we're seeing an actress being involved in all of that. What are your thoughts about that?
I think by Insekama's boom,
You think that was on purpose?
I think, because just to draw attention to that king ceremony. But in Jinji, I think.
Okay.
Because Gabibai, they gave us clarity way before Snap SSH or the time says.
No, but that doesn't make sense to just put out a statement ahead of.
No, like already.
I mean, that makes you already.
The pictures were online.
Yeah.
That she's an MK MP in.
Yeah.
But why clarity came later afterwards? It's just for attention, fell. I think.
I just think she was just, you know,
because even now there are some people that still think she's an MK MP.
Yes, not an MP. But yeah, Conte off. And for the MK, they're busy playing musical chairs if you look at it. Are they even allowed to do that? Oh, Brian Molefe, wasn't he just also a part of, like, what is it?
Brian Molefe, Dance Van Royen.
Then there was also somebody else. And then, okay, we never speak about politics. I don't know why I'm even going there. And then Uzizi also, like this country, ne, nafa nane, give up confused, and the confusingness is becoming more confusing for me right now. But anyway, all we gotta say about that is MK is like don't be going nowhere.
What are
we thinking? What are we thinking? I can understand the anything delay and a spiritual mother. So I mean, if she wasn't married, I would have said maybe she was looking for a man there, you know, a political man. But she's married, so it's not about that. She was probably trying to secure some sort of bag, because why else am I asymmetric dancing? Like, it's not just a regular event. I mean, somebody's being sworn into parliament and you're just attending. Just
not
like that
graduation.
I mean, so yeah, come back to the small screen. Where you belong, right? Well, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I've been your host, Joy Mpande.
Come on,
until next time, it's goodbye for now.
Sweet.